Winston Peters is kindly with us today, and it's been a while since we've chatted at the Tuakana. It's great to have you resurface, and wishing you well going forward. Tēnā koe.
All right, and good morning to your listeners.
It's good to talk with you again. Hope you've been catching some big fish, and I can understand why you'd take a little breather. And now great speculation about your role going forward. What I got from seeing you on the podium again is that you feel that there's a place for a party like New Zealand First, who some might see as a more conservative party than the ones we've got now. You've criticised the wokeness of the situation. But was it satisfying for you to get back on the podium again and to get the ball rolling?
Well, you know, conventions are always a difficult thing to pull off, but we did it very successfully. And when I refer to wokeism and that sort of modern mantra when it comes out of politics and government organisations with no relativity to ordinary people, I say it, and the New Zealand First has always been famous for having common sense. But if you would look into the Māori world and say, who's done the most for Māori over the last 33 decades, item by item, then you cannot go past New Zealand First, and you cannot go past its leader. When you look at the things like Kapa Haka, the Māori Women's Welfare League being independently financed, the saving of the queue for industry in Tauranga, we're facing a $92 million debt going out of business. We did a West Coast settlement with the West Coast leases, the revival of the respect for the Māori Battalion, and that monument at Russell, at the Pāhia these days, on the treaty grounds. All of those things, one after the other. And now, in Oporia, a huge area of Māori, building the biggest mussel farm in the world. We never got credit for it, but I'm going to go out and remind Māori that when you talk about what you want, there's a whole lot of people who are taking your money, but the last person they're concerned about is the ordinary person in Morawa, or dare I say, Kōrero, or all over this country who are getting nowhere. And in the area of housing, it's a disgrace. We once went out under the Māori Affairs Department to build housing all over this country and take people from dirt floors and nikau huts into proper civilised ownership. What's happened? The homelessness, the lack of housing, and the impossibility of being able to afford a house going into the future. Where do they think their kids will be when the house price is 10, 11, 12 times their annual salary or their annual income? Those are the real issues for Māori. And my real point over the years, and still is, you know what Māori want? They want a decent, safe, hygienic house that they can afford. They want a decent health system should their mother or themselves or their baby need to be accessed towards health as fast as possible. They want a decent education system that they can climb on and be the escalator to any future aspiration they might have because they've been trained to be. And the last thing they want is first world wages. So which way is good for that rather than all this other woke stuff and every other project which might sound kind, but for the mass bulk of ordinary Māori in the daily grind and struggle street, they need a voice. And that's what we're saying we are, because we've always been that voice.
Listen, it's good to see you back in the political fray. A lot of speculation about whether you'll remain as leader. It feels that you still got some enthusiasm for it, and so that would make sense. And there were some good combinations. What about this media perception that they keep going that it's an oldies party, Winston?
Well, that's the kind of ageistic prejudice and bias they've got. There are 820,000 people over 65 years of age in this country. They're the ones that built this nation and have got children and grandchildren. Everyone's doing so much of that mahi, so to speak, or so much of the care. And so there's that sort of disrespect, not hidden, not veiled, but straight out blunt disrespect for older people. And you know so many families as I know, in trouble, they go straight to those old people. But I can recall when we first started New Zealand First, they were saying, that party's got a whole lot of Māori in it. So again, what do you say there? Well, what you call sad about that is that's straight out racism. That's real racism. When you can't accept that a party might be entitled to have thousands and thousands of supporters who are older or Māori. But that's not the point. We stand for every New Zealander who wants to ensure that we have a chance of restoring our former glory of being one of the world's leading economies. And this week, as you saw last Thursday, out come the GDP figures, and all this economies, all these economists were going on about it, and I thought, don't you guys understand what's wrong with that GDP figure? Because if you look at incomes per person, we're going backwards. That's what they should be talking about. And so there's a huge disconnect between ordinary people, who are the mass majority in this country, and these so-called elitist spokespeople. And they don't like New Zealand First or Winston Peters, because we're calling them out, and we're going to call them out every day from here to the next election.
Ka pai. And it's time to tell the story as it is. Look, I'm still talking with people appreciative of the boosts into the regions. There are marae upgrades, wharves that were built all through the PGF. And I was disappointed, as many New Zealanders would have been, that when you exited the relationship you had with Labor, so did the PGF effectively. But I guess, like a lot of other things, you'd be justifiably proud of what you're able to achieve with that $3 billion fund. It's a standout in New Zealand's modern politics, isn't it?
Well, it does, but here's the point. Am I disappointed that we couldn't go on to do that? Well, our $3 billion fund has gone down to $200 million. So what the Labor Party campaigned on, they said they'd forget in the election campaign that the provincial growth fund was their idea. You all heard that. It wasn't true. They said that East Side workshops being revived in Dunedin was their idea. That's totally false. We did that. And there's so many other things they campaigned on which wasn't theirs. But what I'm saying to Mari now is, election's over, so where are all these things that they said they're going to continue to do that came from New Zealand First? And my point really is, I'm just saying, look at the people down in the Pōkeri. That town and that place is going to come alive because we're building the biggest mussel farm in the world, not just to eat food, but because of the massive medicinal qualities of our only indigenous unique export, green-lipped mussels. That's the kind of thing we put our heart and soul behind. And we had all these absurd, nasty urban critics attacking us for looking out for the provinces. During COVID-19, the only thing that kept this economy alive was the provinces and our exports. Otherwise, we would have been a goner. And so we're going to make sure that these things that are upside down are turned the right way up, that people get the respect that they deserve.
It's good to have you back. Thanks very much. Let's talk when you deem it appropriate. But I certainly appreciate you having a cordial with our mob today, Winston. We've been wondering where you've been at, and it's good to see you, you know, back in the public eye again. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.